the death of Ginsburg panic. We've been seeing it all weekend. Justice Ginsburg passed away, went to her eternal reward. And we have seen people humiliating themselves, screeching, screaming, all kinds of profanity. People are upset. They're threatening to burn down cities if Trump tries to move forward in appointing a Supreme Court justice. There was this recent loop. I mean, I got to mute this because it's so foul and there's so much profanity. Take a look at this. You've probably seen this maybe on social media. These ladies, this is a spliced together clip, but these two women are just going completely apey, as we might say. They're cussing, they're screaming, they're going mad, these two ladies, because they've got a big case of the DGP, death of Ginsburg panic. I'm going to explain what that is and how, if we're all adults, we know that this whole thing, it's not really about a Supreme Court. This whole thing is about the legalization or the illegalization of the A word. The A word is abortion. That's what this is all about. Everything you read about Ginsburg, about Trump, everything moving forward on the topic of the Supreme Court is really not so much about the Supreme Court. It's about the A word, abortion. So we're going to get into that just briefly today. And before I do, why don't we pray? We'll pray together. The prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us, the Pater Noster. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et imite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. I want to begin here by being an advocate of God's mercy and of his clemency towards humanity. And if you are a person who has experienced abortion in any way, either in an auxiliary way or directly, God's mercies are new every day. There is peace and forgiveness, absolution, and a new beginning in our Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for all of our sins. He died and he suffered for every abortion that has ever been committed in the history of mankind. So know that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to bring about healing. That is the message of Jesus Christ and the Gospels. And it's in fact very, very good news. Now, while we talk about the A word here, I mean abortion in Ginsburg, you're seeing these people, I mean, they're just flipping out. They're just flipping out. And that's because we're talking about a heart issue. We're talking about people who have been placed in a situation where they themselves or loved ones have gone through the trauma, and I do say the trauma, of the A word, abortion. And the panic, the freaking out that you see online is generally from people who are hurting. And I talked about this with Jason Jones. I may have talked about Abby Johnson. I'm not sure. But, you know, you talk, you know, Jason Jones, you know, has a wonderful testimony about a child that he lost through abortion. And he says, you know, what happens is you find that, you know, in the pro-life movement, the movers and the shakers and the leaders and the advocates, most of them are also somehow living a post-abortive life. And they've realized the terror of it, the danger, but they've also experienced forgiveness and mercy, and they're dedicating their life to make a change. But Jason Jones also said, but on the flip side, you have people who are in a similar situation, but they will never, ever, 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 ever allow themselves to say, that was a mistake, that was wrong, I was misled, I didn't have all the data, I didn't inform my choice, whatever it is. And they tend to be, he says, on the other side, the most radical, the most loud. I'm thinking here of the people who say, you know, scream your abortion or promote it. And I think what we've seen here in America is a lot of what's been going on in this election year is really, you know, we talk about conservative and liberal and right and communism and socialism and freedom and the Second Amendment. Yes, yes, yes. But I'm going to guess that about 85% of our discussion of what's underneath the surface for this election is the A word. It's the abortion word. And that's why you see on Twitter and on Facebook, it shuts down stuff a lot faster. My experience is Facebook regulates the most. And then after that, Google, YouTube, and then after that, Twitter. Twitter seems, not that Twitter is all that great, but they seem to police less than Facebook. Facebook is definitely the worst. They're going to shut all this stuff down. But seeing people flip out when Justice Ginsburg died, I think revealed how emotional this election is and how people are really, really, really concerned about whether or not abortion remains legal. It has a evil, dark, counter-sacramental symbolic value in our culture. If you can kill a baby in the womb at 39 and a half weeks, if you can do that legally, that carries a certain signification within our culture about what is human life, what is the state, what is government, what is medicine, even what is religion, what is God. That reality that you can abort a 39 and a half week infant in his mother's womb, or even a 21 week, or let's just keep chopping it down, 21, 18 week, 15 week, 14 week. That right there is enshrined in the center of our nation, and it redefines what humanity is, who God is, and the powers of the state. It gives tremendous power to the state. So, moving forward, we're going to have continued discussions about this lovely lady, who I very much like and hope will be appointed, Amy Coney Barrett, perhaps others of these appointments to the Supreme Court. And you saw when Senator, was it Feinstein, questioned Amy Barrett, she says, the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's a concern. What she was really talking about here was not that Amy is a Catholic and believes in transubstantiation or believes in the virgin birth or the Trinity. What the senator was talking about is that Amy believes in the pro-life position. She's anti-abortion, and that's the dogma that lives loudly within Amy and within me and within you, and they want to shut us down. This is the hysteria. This is the anger. These are the wounds that are not healed. And it looks horrible. We need to pray for all people who have suffered from this wound. Show compassion, show mercy, lead them to Jesus Christ on the cross. Well, hey, thanks for watching today. If you've enjoyed this, please like the video, whether you're on Periscope, Facebook, YouTube, and please share it. Please share it on Facebook. All these algorithms are kind of against people like me and people like you as we go into the election. They finally figured out that I'm on Catholics for Trump. So I've been getting throttled. So in order to work around that, please share this on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll create our own algorithm, our own organic methodology of sharing and propagating information. And also, if you're new, please subscribe on YouTube. And if you're on Periscope, please follow me, Facebook, like the page, etc. All right, we're going to close in prayer. I'd like to offer this prayer for everyone who, within any degree, has been wounded by abortion, that they will find healing, that they'll find mercy, they'll find a new beginning through our Lord Jesus Christ. And who better to lead us to that reality than the woman who held God in her womb, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we're going to pray the Ave Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen. And for the forgiveness that Jesus brings us, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Almighty God and Father, we come to you today, and we ask that you would please forgive us of all of our sins, heal all of our wounds, and lead us to see you one day face to face in heaven forever and ever. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. And remember, make sure that you're praying that rosary every single day. The rosary is our chain to heaven. It's the battering ram. It's the weapon. And it leads us to know Jesus Christ more intimately and fully. So pray the rosary every day, or you're just not on the team. And until next time, remember our Lord Jesus Christ, that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. And